ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today is Vishan Panchami, which is a very special, auspicious time of the year. It's known as the beginning of spring. And today is so many celebrations are going on everywhere. In Bengal, in Vrindavan, Udupi, many holy places. There are ceremonies, pujas. As we saw, the deities, Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Panchitattva, also Lord Nisringadeva, were dressed in yellow-green today. Yellow, and yellow-green is the color for this particular festival. It signifies the beginning of springtime, when everything is blossoming and becoming alive. I think spring is a very wonderful time of the year for everyone. It's a time for growth. It's a time for beginning things in one's life. Special auspiciousness comes with this time of year for beginning. One can begin new projects. One can begin vows, make vows. One can begin a marriage, one can begin a new home, one can begin devotional service, one can begin so many things. They all have special blessings at this time of the year. So, very auspicious time. It's also the appearance days of Sri Vishnu Priya. I was in a little bit of a confusion how I should present this class because of so many auspicious personalities, but I decided to do the Srimad Bhagavatam class and just mention maybe some of these personalities because I think and I feel strongly it's without mentioning them, at least something about them were, I would say, skipping over the proper etiquette or neglecting the etiquette of such personalities. Of course, in the evening, this evening, His Grace Janani Ras Prabhu will be speaking about Vishnu Priya, Raghunandana Thakur, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Last night we spoke about Raghunath Das Goswami and Pundarik Vidyanidhi. They're all appearance days except for Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It's his disappearance day. It's also Saraswati Puja. I was just reading something about that, and actually it indicates that this is not the Saraswati of Brahma. This is the Saraswati who is Lakshmi. Lakshmi manifests herself in various forms, and she is also known as Saraswati. She is the eternal consort of Sri Hayagriva, and she is the sound representative of all Vedic knowledge. Hayagriva is the, we say, the incarnation of the Lord that brought the Vedas back when Kaitava and Madhava stole the Vedas from Brahma. The Lord incarnated as Hayagriva to bring the Vedas back. So, Lakshmi, Saraswati, she is that sound vibration of the Vedic mantra, the eternal consort of Hayagriva. And she's worshipped today in various ways through various forms of pujas. So today is that also auspicious day. I remember I was in London in 2002, and I was with His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami, and we did practically the whole day. We had a celebration on this particular day. It began from Bhagavatam class and went past lunch. and we spoke on each and every individual on Maharaj. Spoke on Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the most amazing way, connecting it to Srila Prabhupada, connecting Prabhupada to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's contribution to the Krishna consciousness movement. And he also spoke that this was the day he took sannyas. It was his 30th anniversary. That was the same year that he disappeared. It was only a month after that that he disappeared from our sight and eternal, and was able to attain to the eternal service of the Lord in the spiritual world. So, Vishnu Priya, who is she? She is Lakshmi also. She is also coming from the energy of the internal energy. She is Bhudevi. The Lord has three aspects of His internal energy: Sri, Nila, and Bhu. They manifest themselves in different manifestations of that internal energy to assist the Lord in His particular pastimes. She is coming from the Bhu aspect of that internal energy. She was just a young girl. She was married, 14 years old. And she, of course, faithfully served Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then right after that, he took sannyas. And the relationship was changed. And so Lord Chaitanya, of course, he saw everyone practically in his former life after he took sannyas, except his wife. She was the one that had to suffer the complete separation from Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mother did get to see him regularly. She would go to Jagannath Puri with the devotees when they would travel from Navadvip Dham. And she did see him regularly. The Lord granted that special favor to his mother, but not to Vishnu Priya, because he followed that very strictly in his sannyas dharma. But in order to show his love for his eternal consort and wife in that incarnation, he had a beautiful didi carved of himself, and that didi is Dameshwar Mahadev, which is in the island of Koladweep there. That didi was carved by one devotee named Vamsi Ananda, and under the instructions of Lord Chaitanya. So that Devi was worshipped practically to the end of her life by Vishnu Priya. She practically didn't even leave the house. She stayed within her house practically the whole time and was served by her servants, Ishana and others. And she just chanted practically the holy names her whole time and was in deep separation from Lord Chaitanya. So much so that she was in the mood of complete renunciation, and she would chant, every time she would chant around, in beginning in her morning chanting, she would put one grain aside of rice. And then at the end of the evening time, no matter how many grains were there, that's all she would eat the whole day. And she did that all the way to the end of her life. And it's explained she lived till 96 years old. So you can imagine 80 years in that mood of separation from Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So that is really pure, unalloyed, and extremely high standard of loving devotion. So today is her appearance day, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. I'm just going to mention these great personalities because I think it's important, because it's their appearance day, and it's also this very auspicious day of Vishan Panchami. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who was he? He was King Vrishabhana in his previous life. Lord Chaitanya referred to him as father in the mood of Radharani. And he was very much in the mood of he liked nice things. He was a former king. So he would dress in lavish garments with beautiful silks, and his hair was very combed nicely, and he would put perfume scents in his hair. He would carry a mirror with him and chew betel nut and look in the mirror and smile. course, you know, no one could understand the quality of such devotion because they saw him simply as a gross materialist. And that was his way of hiding from the general population. But at the same time, it was also his mood of service, because in previous life he was a king. So he was accustomed to opulence. And of course he went into ecstasy, in 6 hours of transcendental ecstasy, when he heard Mukunda, the eternal, what we say, eternal servant of Lord Chaitanya, who was the singer in the entourage of Lord Chaitanya's kirtans in the evenings, when he sang that beautiful verse glorifying Lord Krishna's mercy upon the Putana witch, Aho Bakiyam Kanastala Kutam. That is the first line. It's in the third canto. It glorifies Lord Krishna as being the most merciful. And how merciful? He gave liberation to a demon who simply came to kill him, or tried to. And then when Pundarik Vidyaniti heard Mukunda sing that, he got lost. He just lost himself in ecstasy, thinking, how kind, how merciful, who can compare to such compassion as the Lord? And in his ecstasy, he ripped his clothes, he destroyed the room, his servants were trying to hold him down, they were flying in different directions, and Gadadhar Pandit was watching the whole thing. Finally, when he finally settled down after 6 hours of ecstasy, Gadadhar Pandit realized that this person is a great soul. And then Gadadhar Pandit took initiation from Pundarik Vidyaniti. So the summation of that is father and daughter again became united as Gadadhar Pandit and Pundarik Vidyaniti, because Gadadhar Pandit is an incarnation of Srimati Radharani. Raghunath Das Goswami, his austerities were like, it's said that every day he would pay 1,000 obeisances to the Vaishnavas. Every day he would pay 1,000 obeisances to the Lord. He would eat just barely enough to keep his body going, not even that. A little buttermilk. And sometimes not even that, he would forget to eat. He was so much absorbed in devotional service. His previous life was he was coming from a very rich family, but he renounced all of that and took shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is our Prayojana Acharya, as Sanatana Goswami is the Acharya that brings us to devotional service. He's called the Sambandha Acharya. He teaches the process. He teaches those principles that bring the conditioned soul to the process of devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami is our Abhideya Acharya. He teaches the process of devotional service. We are known as Rupanugas. We follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. And he teaches pure devotional service. And Raghunath Das Goswami awards or teaches those principles of Prema Bhakti, the highest and most esoteric aspects of loving devotion to Radha and Krishna and Sri Vrindavan Dham. His bhajan gotir, today you can go to Radha Kund, and there's a beautiful bhajan gotir there, where he is being worshipped, and there's a 24-hour kirtan there. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, there's so much we could say about his life. Raghunanda Thakur, he was Gandharva, he was Cupid in that manifestation in his previous life, and came as the son of Mukunda Sakar, who was a physician in Lord Chaitanya's entourage. He was just a little boy. His father told him, worship the deities, I have to leave early. He gave him the instructions. They had a personal deity named Gopinath. He gave him the food, which was a laddu in a cup of milk, told him the mantras, instructed him how to perform the offering, and he left. When little Raghunandana came and put the offering in front of the deities, he chanted the mantra, he asked the Lord to take the offering. Of course, he's a deity. But little Raghunandana was thinking, well, the Lord's not eating. My father told me to give you this and you're not eating. Why you're not eating? This is, my father will become mad, so why don't you eat? Started to cry. And the deity said, I'm a deity, I don't eat. Like you do, I do eat, but not like you. Kind of explained his position, because he was moved by the humility and the devotion of little Raghunandana. And then the Lord, he said, no, you must eat. So the Lord said, all right, I will eat. So he ate everything. Drank the milk and ate the laddu. And there was no remnants. And so when his father came home and asked for the remnants, he said, the Lord ate everything. So what he was thinking, is he actually hiding it? What is he doing? This doesn't sound right. But he decided to do the next thing the next day. And so again, he gave him the laddu and the glass of milk and the instructions. But this time he hid, Mukunda hid, just to watch. And the same thing happened. He asked the Lord, please come and take your prasad. And the Lord just sat there, didn't do anything. He's a deity, right? So, and he was persistent. Finally, the Lord said, today I will eat half. So he ate half the laddu and drank half the cup of milk. And Mukunda saw that. And when he saw that, he was overwhelmed with, just thinking, what devotion this boy has. He's my son and I'm his father, but actually he has more devotion than me. And Lord Chaitanya said to Mukunda later, he said, hey, Mukunda, who's the father and who's the son? Raghunandana is your son and you're the father, but who's the father and who's the son? And Lord, and Mukunda, he said, my Lord Raghunandana, he's the father and I am his son. He understood Lord Chaitanya's mind. So, of course, at 5 years old, and he was there at the Ketrigram festival when Narottam Das Thakur performed that wonderful ceremony, and where Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Gadadhar, Srivas, and many of the associates who had left the planet, it was 50 years after the disappearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and many of his associates, by Narottam Das Thakur's powerful kirtan with such devotion, the whole Panchatattva re-manifested, not in a dream, but they actually came. Everyone saw it, and it was ecstatic kirtan. And Mukunda, who had also left, returned, and Raghunanda saw his father again. Advaitacharya, Achyutananda saw his father. Haridas Thakur came back, Pundarik Vidyaniti, Murari Gupta. They all came into this kirtan. And so Raghunandana, he was there also in that particular kirtan. And that's a wonderful, 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 amazing pastime of Narottam Das Thakur. Srinivasa Acharya, Ramachandra Kaviraj. I'm just going through this really quickly. I hope you don't mind. Just like tasting a little nectar. It's like when you get a big maha plate and you don't have time. You have to go someplace, so you just take a little taste and just leave it the rest. So I'm just trying to taste a little bit of this nectar from these particular pastimes. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It was about 100 years after the disappearance, maybe even more. Yeah, about 100 years after the disappearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And many, 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 we say deviant philosophies and groups who were so-called followers of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to manifest. And gradually, the Vaishnavas were disappearing after Lord Chaitanya left. And there was hardly any Vaishnavas left. He was practically single-handedly alone trying to maintain the principles, the true principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He stayed in Vrindavan, but the Vrindavan became overcrowded with a lot of these deviant philosophical teachings. He was old at the time. He was thinking, what can we do? We have to reestablish our Sampradaya as the true Sampradaya, the true teachings of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the face of all this. So there was one devotee named Baladev Vidyabhushan. So he asked, he sent a message to Baladev, write a commentary. Of course, he was requested by the Ramanandis, that's a whole pastime, to write a commentary on the Sampradaya of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. In other words, what is our teachings? And that, once that was manifested, that was written actually by Baladev Vidyabhushan, and it was commissioned by the devotees. But who actually wrote the commentary was not Baladev, it was actually Govinda, the deity. Because when Baladev came in front of the deity and saying, my dear Lord, they're asking me to write a commentary on a Sampradaya, I don't have any qualifications. And if we don't do that, how will we establish our Sampradaya as authentic? The Lord said, I will speak it and you write it. So the Govindaji deity in Vrindavan spoke that commentary, and that was written down, and it was accepted as, therefore, the Vaishnava Sampradaya, which was somewhat quite broken after the time of Lord Chaitanya, was established as an authorized Sampradaya. It was all by the desire of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And there's much more to his life. Of course, he is one of the spiritual scientists who studies very carefully the Vedic literatures and gleans the most, when we say, subtle forms of spiritual teachings from that. He teaches what are the most hidden aspects of material attachments that we can possibly understand in his Madhurya Kandambini and other works on the same. So this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Who did I leave out? That was it, that's all. Yeah, Raghunanda. Okay. So that's all. That's today's list of great personalities. It says in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto that if one tries to describe the glories of the Lord, that is compared to a bird trying to fly in the unlimited sky. In the same way, if one tries to describe the glories of the great souls who give their life completely to the Lord and who establish the principles, that the eternal principles of religious teachings that are practiced now, it's in that analogy also applies. And that the sky is unlimited and the bird is very tiny. In fact, he's a little bird and he has a little set of wings, and if he tries to fly into the sky, how high can he fly? So what is our position to talk about great souls? But we must do it as a service. That is our service. We have to say something to glorify these personalities, but we can never say anything that is really up to their glorification or up to their qualities of devotion. So today is a very auspicious day. If you want to do something new, you've been thinking about doing something new in your life, and you got some plans, good day to start. And also Lord Nityananda's appearance day and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. These 3 days are very auspicious for beginning new projects. It's a beginning. Whatever you want to begin on these days. That has special mercy, special blessings. Okay. Now we'll go into the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhajasvam bhajaniyam grihim abhavayam bhavachidam yuktam virahitam sakya gunamayatna mayaya Ajaswandajanivyangrihi Abhavaya Bhavachidam Yuktam Virahitam Sakya Umayatma Mayaya Ajaswabhajaniyangrihi Abhavaya Bhavachidam Yuktam Virahitam Sakya Unamayatma Mayaya. Engage in devotional service. Bhajaniya, worthy to be worshipped. Angrim, unto him whose lotus feet. Abhavaya, for deliverance from material existence. Bhavachidam, one who cuts the knot of material entanglement. Yuktam, attached. Virahitam, aloof. Shaktya, to his potency. Gunamaya, consisting of the modes of material nature. Atmamayaya, by his inconceivable potency. Translation purport, by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Engage yourself fully, therefore, in the devotional service of the Lord, for only He can deliver us from this entangle of material existence. Although the Lord is attached to His material potency, He is aloof from her activities. Everything in this material world is happening by the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is Swayambhuva Manu continually talking to Dhruva Maharaj, and now he's giving him some final instructions. Purport. In continuation of the previous verse, it is specifically mentioned here that Dhruva Maharaj should engage himself in devotional service. Devotional service cannot be rendered to the impersonal Brahman feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whenever the word Bhajaswa appears, meaning engage yourself in devotional service, there must be the servant, the service, and the served. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is served. The mode of activities to please Him is called service, and one who renders such service is called the servant.